This is Gene Montrestel, the editor at tappingqa.com, and one of the things that holds me up from time to time is my ability to ask for help, because there's a part of me that thinks I just need to do it all, know it all, and be able to do it all effortlessly and on my own. And today we're going to tap for giving ourselves permission to know that it's okay to ask for help. It's actually necessary and good for us to ask for help. So as you tap on the side of the hand, just take a nice big deep breath. As we tap along, just move from tapping point to tapping point in the way that makes the most sense for you. There's a part of me that doesn't want to ask for help. It thinks if I ask for help, I have failed. Because this is my journey. This is my process. I'm supposed to be doing this on my own. If anyone helps me, it must be because I'm weak. It must be because I'm incapable. It must be because I'm unworthy of any sort of success. But there are lots of things in my life that I ask for help every single day. I don't make my own clothes. I don't build my own car. I don't grow my own food. There are lots of things that other people help me with. They're out of my genius. They're out of my expertise. But are necessary for me to be successful. It's okay for me to ask for help. It's good for me to ask for help. When I ask for help, I get things done sooner. I get things done quicker. I get things done with less effort. When I ask for help, I put myself into a position to have somebody else share their giftedness with me in such a way it'll help me to propel me forward. Asking for help isn't failing. Asking for help isn't giving up. Asking for help isn't saying I'm not enough. Asking for help is merely stating that I'm moving forward in such a way that I'm concentrating on what I can work on, what I know, and what is my genius. Getting help doesn't mean that I'm weak. Getting help doesn't mean that I'm incapable. It means I'm smart. It means I'm efficient. It means I will move to my goals much faster.